This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill to ban flavored tobacco and nicotine products is moving through the state Senate. Republican Kevin Priola says Colorado pays nearly $2 billion a year in health care costs for issues related to smoking.
That translates to Colorado households paying almost $700 each year in taxes relating to smoking-caused government costs.
Opponents of the ban point to the jobs, wages, and taxes generated by selling flavored cigarettes and vaping products. The bill still needs approval in the state Senate. Governor Polis opposes a statewide ban. He says it's a local issue. State lawmakers are still deciding whether to create a task force to study facial recognition technology by law enforcement in public schools. The legislative session ends tomorrow. Colorado's oil and gas industry has decided to cancel a set of ballot measures that had been planned for November. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
The main group behind the measures is Protect Colorado, the political arm of the state's oil and gas industry. It submitted a set of ballot initiatives for review earlier this year. They would have stopped local governments from restricting natural gas access and codified recent regulations around well cleanup in case anyone pushed for tougher rules. All were withdrawn last month. A Protect Colorado spokesperson says that's because industry opponents did not submit any potential initiatives of their own. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
It doesn't look like Colorado's booming housing market will slow down anytime soon. Prospective homeowners are rushing to buy now as interest rates are rising. Elizabeth Martinez with Porchlight Real Estate calls it piranha season, where people fight over homes in bidding wars.
We've had crazy appreciation for the last couple months, and we're seeing our seasonal shift right now. We usually see that in June.
The current median price of a home in Colorado is about $550,000. The Colorado Avalanche are heading to round two of the NHL playoffs. They put away their first round series with Nashville last night. Final score was 5-3. The Avs' next playoff opponent is either St. Louis or Minnesota. This is CPR News.